Can't believe they gave us meal vouchers. You know they don't have to do that when it's weather-related.
Sure, but the only place open to redeem them is a bar.
Well, look at it this way. It's like you're going home to your dysfunctional family for the holidays. See, there's your brother in that nappy James Bond suit and tie.
Oh, he's way too handsome and well-dressed to be in my family.
You know, everyone is so happy to be trapped together in this airport.
Are you kidding? Okay, number one, we're all in here because they won't pay for hotels and need us to stick around in case the weather clears. Number two, all these people are well beyond hammered.
What are you going to order? I've got my eye on the French dip in homage to my old friend Frenchie.
Not sure I'm hungry.
Are you kidding? It's free food.
Yeah, it's just that I really don't want to say.
No, listen, we've shared some embarrassing stuff, and honestly, I've had more fun with you today than I've had with a guy in a really long time, so I think you should just spit it out, soldier.
All right, here goes. So after I dried out, it took me some time to be around people who drank.
No, I get it. We're in a bar.
And, oh, I hate acting like this. I'm not a nervous or anxious guy anywhere else, I swear. You should see my swagger in Home Depot.
Oh, well, I do love a man with a plumber's crack and a thick leather tool belt.
Oh, that's me. I just don't want this weakness of mine.
No, it's not a weakness. Come on. If we could sit somewhere else, we would do that. But we gotta eat. So just lean on me, okay?
If you start singing that song, it's over. You know who else likes you besides me?
My fifth grade teacher?
James Bond at the end of the bar. He's been staring at you.
Maybe he thinks I'm a master villain.
Now he's calling the bartender over, who is pouring a glass of champagne. Oh, and no way. He's bringing it here. And I think to you.
No, you know what? I'm just going to wave and gently push the glass to the side like this.
That's it? That's all you're going to do after what we...
Would you rather I chug it?
No. I'd rather you send it back and tell him you don't drink and that you're not interested.
Wow, is there anything else on your list of let me tell adult Jen how to behave?
No, I think that about covers it.
Listen, Seth, I like you, but I've known you for, what, a day? You have no idea what it's like to be a sober woman who meets clients in bars just like this one and honestly navigates those situations pretty well, thank you very much. So forgive me if I don't go all Norma Rae over here and stand on the table.
That might be the wrong film reference, but, you know, I thought if anyone would understand, it would be you.
I don't know, the jealousy thing was just kind of a turnoff.
I'm not jealous. Okay. Maybe a little. I thought we were in this together, whatever this is. And you'd do better than just wave at a guy who was so clearly hitting on you.
I think that's a lot to ask of someone that you met waiting for a plane, isn't it?
Okay, I guess it is. Enjoy your French dip. I'm out.